You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This is Hometown Take with Dylan Matthews. Every morning starting at 5, we give you the latest local Atlanta news. Sports news doesn't stop, and we're here to get you caught up on the latest Atlanta sports news and more.
The Hometown Take is on Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. Now, here's Dylan.
What's going on, everybody? It is your boy Dylan Matthews live in the Kia Studios giving you the Hometown Take. Make sure you follow radio station at 929 The Game on all social media platforms. Follow myself at underscore Dylan Matthews on all social media platforms as well. Good Tuesday morning to you. Hope y'all are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospital workers out there working around the clock, making sure that people get the good medicine, treatment, and care that they need. Shout out to all my early morning, late night dentists, dental workers, dental assistants out there, making sure that people keep their pearly whites nice, clean, and shiny this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night food industry workers serving up the good nourishment for all my early risers this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night vending machine technicians out there, making sure that people can get their snack on early this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hotel workers out there, making sure the people are having a great stay wherever that may be. Shout out to all my early morning, late night bus drivers out there, making sure the people are getting from home to work and the kiddos get from home to school in a safe and timely fashion. Shout out to all my early morning, late night UPS drivers, UPS workers, FedEx drivers, FedEx workers, Amazon drivers, Amazon workers, all my early morning, late night airport workers out there as well. Shout out to all my early morning, late night UPS drivers, UPS workers, FedEx drivers, FedEx workers, Amazon drivers, Amazon workers, all my early morning, late night airport workers out there as well. Shout out to all my early morning, late night local 613 IBEW workers, all my local 728 transportation drivers in the film industry. Shout out to all my early morning, late night mailmen, mailwomen, postal workers out there, making sure that people get their mail and packages in a safe and timely fashion as well. All my local volunteer air traffic control workers out there, making sure that people are having safe flights also. Appreciate y'all. Shout out to all my people, all my local funeral home workers, and, of course, all my people listening in the bed right now as well. Plenty to get into this morning. A crazy game for the Atlanta Hawks, but coming up just short against the then 16-4, now 17-4 Detroit Pistons. But the Hawks just barely lose to the Pistons, 98-99. We're going to cover that. And that was a game that the Hawks really should have had, and they tried to rally but couldn't quite get it done. Another big performance from Jalen Johnson and company. So just unfortunate the way that game, you know, ended and now went down the stretch. But we'll talk about that. Monday Night Football, Patriots cruise to their 10th straight win. They beat the New York Giants 33-15. Patriots now 11-2 as they rolled right over the Giants. And then obviously we got to talk about the Atlanta Falcons. A little bit of drama. A little bit. Nothing too crazy. It's not even coming from the Falcons, but it's coming from a former Falcon. And we got to talk about that as well. Raheem Morris spoke to the media yesterday as well. We're going to let you hear a little bit from him coming up later on in the show. But first and foremost, want to talk about what I was alluding to as far as a little drama that was kind of pointed towards Flowery Branch, but not directly at Flowery Branch and Raheem Morris. So I saw this from Mark Raimondi, ESPN, Falcons beat writer for ESPN, and he showed on his X feed that former Falcons wide receiver Ray McLeod reposted a post that looks like came from a fan And the post said Raheem lost this team since he got rid of Hilliard and Ray-Ray. And Ray-Ray McLeod reposted that post, tweet, whatever you want to call it. And look, I don't think it's anything too deep to dig into, but I don't think we can just necessarily brush right past it. But I'll say this about it. Ray-Ray's not in the building anymore. We don't know what all exactly went down, what all exactly happened between those two, between Ike Hilliard and Raheem, and between Raheem and Ray-Ray. So I wouldn't take this and run with it and be like, oh, yeah, now you see, he lost the team. You know, a guy that's outside of the building now is trying to push that narrative. Nobody inside the building is trying to push that narrative. So if you have seen, if you did see that post and if you have heard that news, I wouldn't necessarily believe it. I mean, believe what you want to believe. I'm not here to try to change your mind necessarily about that. But all I'm saying is that I'm not taking the word of somebody who is now outside of the building. So that's just my whole thing on it when it comes to that. But it is something that I at least did want to, that I felt needed to be addressed. So again, it's just messy, but again, I don't think it's anything to worry about necessarily. And I don't believe Raheem has lost the team, lost the locker room. I'm not necessarily of that belief, but I mean, with what has transpired here over the last few weeks, you know, it at least had to be brought up, in my opinion. But as far as some things that were said that were kind of eye-opening, as far as what Raheem Morris said yesterday, he was asked about Casey Washington and Kadarius Hodge being healthy scratches, and Raheem said you have to go out there and find out who gives you the best chance to win. So, again, we do need to continue to give Raheem credit on one thing. If he sees there's a problem with something and he doesn't like the way something is going, he is going to change it. Again, going back to what happened with Ike Hilliard, he wasn't obviously liking the job that Ike Hilliard was doing, and he moved on. Something was going on with Ray-Ray. Again, we don't really know what it was, but he moved on. And now Casey Washington, Kadarius Hodge, obviously aren't performing to the level that they need to perform to, and they aren't playing. Healthy scratches. So I do give Raheem Morris credit on that front as far as, look, if you aren't playing the way you're supposed to be playing, and if you aren't performing to the level you need to perform to, then you're not going to play. And that's it. And that's all there is to it. So I do respect Raheem Morris as far as that goes, because it seems like he's willing to make the necessary changes that need to be made. As far as if someone isn't playing well, he's not going to put him out there. If a coach isn't living up to the standard, you see all what he'll do. So I do think Raheem Morris deserves credit on that front. And that's part of what makes me feel like he didn't lose the team. But again, you know, maybe making those changes could ruffle some feathers and rub some people the wrong way. And so maybe there's credence to that, but I don't know. I would think guys would respect Raheem making necessary changes that he feels need to be made. So who knows? But that was something that I think definitely stood out. And obviously he was asked about if Marquise Williams, the Falcons special teams coordinator, if there could be any changes coming that way. And he did address that and says no staff changes are being considered at this time. He said, quote, I've got a lot of confidence in what Marquise does. So no, he obviously doesn't feel like, you know, we just talked about if he thinks changes need to be made, he's going to make them. Obviously, he doesn't feel like changes need to be made on that front as far as the special teams coordinator goes and with Marquise Williams. So I do think that if Raheem felt there needed to be change, I do think he would make a change. I mean, he showed, and again, maybe it was a crazy, not even necessarily crazy, but maybe it was a extreme circumstance or an outlier of a circumstance that made him move on from Ike Hilliard, that made him move on from Ray McLeod. We'll never know, or at least we won't know until after this year at least. So we'll see, but I definitely do think changes need to be made as far as at the end of the season, but as far as right now, making any major changes isn't going to fix anything. Like, you know, everybody wanted. I think people have definitely calmed down on the Zach Robinson train at least a little bit, but everybody was wanting Zach Robinson fired in the middle of the season. And I was like, and if they fire him, okay, playbook ain't going to change. Who's calling the plays is going to change, but playbook ain't going to change. Ain't no reason to get rid of Zach Robinson right now. It ain't going to help nothing. So we'll see if, you know, who all ends up sticking around, even if Raheem sticks around, because I'll tell you this, if you ever come out with another losing record, I don't know if Raheem makes it. Look, maybe the Michael Penix Jr. injury can save Raheem. Maybe, maybe not. I don't know. But I'll say this much. If this team ends up with another losing record, ends up not making the playoffs again, I can't guarantee anybody is going to be safe. Can't guarantee Terry's going to be safe. Can't guarantee Raheem's going to be safe. Definitely can't guarantee Zach Robinson and Marquise Williams are going to be safe, but we'll see what ends up happening on that front. And hopefully the Falcons can finish the season strong. I mean, they do still have a chance to finish with a winning record, but obviously to do that, they would have to win out, and you still got to play the Seahawks on Sunday. You still got to play the Rams down the road. You still got to play the Bucks one more time, so it's going to be tough sledding moving forward, so we'll see what ends up happening on that front. But the good news that came out of yesterday's press conference, and it is the Hometown Take, by the way, with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a Tuesday morning, hanging out with you. Appreciate you hanging out with your boy. The good news as far as the Raheem Morris presser goes is that Drake London is now day-to-day, and according to Raheem Morris, quote, has a chance, end quote, to play this weekend. So it would be huge to get Drake London back against a Seahawks team that is obviously very, very good. Seahawks coming into this one 9-3, and you definitely need this win versus the Seahawks. So and you want all your best players out there to be able to try and get that job done. So hopefully we can see the Falcons get it done against the Seahawks, and hopefully Drake London is out there to help the Falcons get the job done, because he would definitely help the cause for sure. And the Falcons also, too, I'll go ahead and throw this nugget out there. This came from Mark Ramondi, are 1-6 outright as favorites this season. That ain't good, man. That ain't good. When the Falcons are favored, they are 1-6 this season. That's according to ESPN research. So make Falcons the underdogs the rest of the season. That probably won't be an issue. The only games they probably won't be underdogs in is their second game against the Saints. It's probably the only game left they won't be underdogs in. But they'll be underdogs against the Seahawks. They'll be underdogs probably against the Bucks. They'll be underdogs against the Rams. They'll probably even be underdogs against the Cardinals. So, anywho, we'll see what happens on that front. All right, we'll continue to talk about the Falcons when we come back here on the Hometown Take. We'll let you hear a little bit more of what Raheem Morris had to say to the media yesterday. Also, the Hawks. Couldn't get it done, but I am still very, very high on this team after watching them last night again. Couldn't get it done. They lose to the Pistons 99-98 in Detroit, but still very, very high on this team. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about the Falcons. Let you hear from Raheem Morris when we come back here on the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a Tuesday morning on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This is the Hometown Take.
A look at all the top local sports stories.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. It is the Hometown Take. Live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a Tuesday morning. I hope y'all are doing well. Shout out to all my people that are tuned in, tapped in right now, that are on their way to work, already at work. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my people that are tuned in, tapped in right now, that are on their way to the gym, already at the gym. I appreciate you tuning in as well. Make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game on all social media platforms. Follow myself at underscore Dylan Matthews on all social media platforms as well. And make sure you download that free Odyssey app so you can listen to the radio station wherever you are and whenever you want to. Once you got that free Odyssey app downloaded, make sure you search for the radio station 92.9 The Game. Once you find the radio station, follow it, subscribe to it, and do the same with all the great shows here on the station as well. My show, obviously, The Hometown Take, The Morning Shift, The Steakhouse, The Midday Show with Andy and Randy, Dukes and Bell, Chris Thomas Tonight, all the great shows on the weekend, Sam and Greg, College Football Game Time, all of them. Follow them, subscribe to them. When you do that, then you're really in the game. You'll get live push notifications about when shows go live, live push notifications about when shows are having guests on live. You'll be able to go back and listen to your favorite segments and interviews. You'll be able to go back and listen to your favorite shows in their entirety. You'll be able to get new, you'll get live push notifications about when new audio and articles are uploaded to the website as well. All that and more with the free Odyssey app. So make sure you download the free Odyssey app on your smartphone and all your smart devices today. Speaking of college football and College Football Game Time, gotta let you know that Sports Radio 929 The Game is your home of live college football coverage in Atlanta this Saturday at 8 a.m. We get the day started with the aforementioned College Football Game Time. It's brought to you by Window Nation. Visit windownation.com and by Alumni Hall. Shop UGA, Bama, Tennessee, and more. It's where fans shop. John Fricke, Chris Goforth, Abe Gordon, and Garrett Chapman will set the stage for all of the big college football matchups. Then, following the Hawks game, we will have the Big Ten Championship game. That's all this Saturday on Sports Radio 929 The Game. If you don't know Big Ten Championship, obviously Ohio State, Indiana, two undefeateds battling it out in the Big Ten Championship. Obviously, some college football playoff seeding on the line. So that'll be a big game you can hear right here on Sports Radio 929 The Game. Coming up Saturday, we'll have some coverage of championship weekend for you. All right. I do want to spend some time talking about the Atlanta Hawks and what happened in their game last night between the Detroit Pistons. Hawks do lose 99-98. And Cade Cunningham came on late. He scored 8 of his 18 points in the final, 321. And the Pistons did rally to beat the Hawks last night again, 99-98. Atlanta did have a chance to win with 0.1 seconds left, but Jalen Johnson couldn't convert a tip-in as time expired. So, again, just, it was right there. You nearly had it. You nearly took down, the number one seeded team in the East right now, but just couldn't get it to go. Jalen Duren, again, pretty big night for the big man. 21 points, 11 rebounds for him, who have won their 15th, have won for the 15th time in 17 games. Former Hawk Caris LeVert had 14 points and didn't make two key defensive plays down the stretch for the Pistons. Those were big. Jalen Johnson, 29 points, 13 rebounds. Nikhil Alexander-Walker, 26 points. Onyeka Okongwu, 20. So three guys that have been playing really, really well as of late, continued to play well. Hawks had won 4 of their last 5 before this loss. Neither team led by more than 5 points throughout the game. This was a back-and-forth affair. Neither team had led by more than 5 points throughout the game until Caris LeVert made it 74-68, which was the last basket of the third quarter. So Detroit did a really good job on the glass. They had more offensive rebounds than Atlanta had defensive rebounds for much of the game, but they also didn't do a great job taking care of the ball. They had 22 turnovers in the first 3 quarters. Now, they tightened up in that last quarter, but if the Hawks could have just controlled the glass just even a little bit better, then they probably could have won this game by a slightly comfortable margin, or at least just could have won the game, period. Not even talking about how much they could have won the game by, but they could at least won the game, period, if they controlled the glass a little bit better throughout the first 3 quarters of the game. Nikhil Alexander-Walker had a 3-pointer that tied it at 82 with 7:06 to play But then Cade Cunningham hit a midi that put the Pistons up 91-89 with 3:21 to go. Caris LeVert then forced turnovers on the next two Hawk possessions. He turned the first one into a layup, and then Cunningham hit two free throws on the second turnover that LeVert forced. So that was obviously a big sequence of events that happened there, and that kind of gave the Pistons the cushion that they needed. Then Cade Cunningham hit another jumper that made it 97-95. Nikhil Alexander-Walker missed at the other end. Then Cunningham made it a four-point swing and made a reverse layup in traffic with 17 seconds left to play. Nikhil Alexander-Walker came up clutch, hit another three-pointer. There's that 3-and-D for you. But that made it 99-98 with 1.2 seconds left. Danis Jenkins then missed both free throws. We saw Tyrese Maxey-Fold miss both free throws, and Atlanta was able to convert and at least send it to overtime then, but the Hawks didn't have that same luck on last night. And they called a timeout with 0.1 seconds left. And Jalen Johnson, as I told you at the start, couldn't get the tip in to go. So, again, just tough for the Hawks. Tough loss. But, look, I am still very, very high on the Hawks. And I know the Pistons had 22 turnovers in the first three quarters. But part of that is Atlanta pressuring them. Those weren't all self-inflicted wounds. Some of that was the Hawks just playing some really good defense. And, again, you got guys who are balling right now. Now, you didn't get much help for your bench, and that hurt you. You want to see more from Luke Kennard. He only had 5 points off the bench. Muhammad Gay has slowed down after he had a hot start to the season. He only had a point. Over three from the field, Muhammad Gay didn't attempt a three. Luke Kennard, again, 2 or 6 from the field, only 1 or 3 from three. You would like to see Luke have a little bit more of a presence off the bench. Keaton Wallace, no points in 16 minutes. He was 0-1 from the three. V. Krejci, only 3 points in 17 minutes. He was 1 of 4 from three. But your starters did what they had to do. Zachary Sache actually didn't have a great game. But besides that, your starters did what pretty much you would want them to do. Again, Onyeka Okongwu, 20 points. Jalen Johnson, 29 points, 4 of 8 from 3, 13 rebounds, 7 assists, flirting with the triple-double again. Onyeka, 20 points, 6 rebounds. Would, again, like to see Onyeka be in there in the glass a little bit more. But we know, again, Jalen Duren is a beast, and they got some good rebounders on that side as well. Jalen Duren, 11 boards. Isaiah Stewart off the bench had 10 boards. Kay Cunningham had 8 himself. And then you had Asar Thompson with 8. Danis Jenkins had 8. So, I mean, this whole team rebounds. Ron Holland had 6 rebounds. So, this is a very good rebounding Detroit team, and they showed that last night. But, again, we talked about how much they can control the glass. Much of the game, again, had more offensive rebounds, and the Hawks had defensive rebounds, which is crazy. So, that's what I'm saying. If they can at least control the glass a little bit more, or at least have the rebound category even, then this could have been a much different outcome for the Hawks. But I'm still, again, with how you played Detroit, I'm still very, very high on this Hawks team. So you need more from guys like Luke Kennard. You need more from Zachary Sache, of course. But again, still don't have Trae Young. That's a big part of it too. You get him back, obviously you're gonna be able to get more scoring from that front as well too. So I still am very, very high on this Hawks team and thought that was a really good game, all things considered, that they played last night. So proud of the Hawks and the way they performed. Didn't shoot the ball particularly well, only 35% from three, only 43% from the field. But again, defensively, you were pretty darn good. Detroit only shot 19% from three, only shot 44% from the field. So obviously this was a very defensive game, and it was good to see the Hawks be close in one of these defensive kind of knockdown, drag-out performances. It showed a level of toughness, showed a level of physicality that the Hawks can have. So I was happy to see that on that front. So, again, still very much high on this team, even though it didn't go your way last night. And, again, you got to remember, we're talking about the number one team in the East. The Hawks just lost by a 1.2. So the Hawks did, unfortunately, with that loss, drop to 7th. In the East last night, they dropped to Cleveland. But again, we're still super early in the season. I mean, they're only 2 games behind the number 3 team in the East and only 3 games behind the number you know, two team in the East. So we ain't necessarily worried about that right now on any front. But the Hawks, again, showing me all the signs that they need to show me that they're a good team. So I am still very, very high on the Hawks right now. Hopefully they can get up. They'll be back home tomorrow to take on the Clippers. That game going to be at 7:30. You can hear that game, by the way, right here on your flagship station of the Atlanta Hawks, Sports Radio 99 The Game. Pre-game coverage going to start at 7 o'clock right here on the Atlanta Hawks Radio Network. And then Steve Holman will have the tip for you shortly after 7:30. You got a couple of West Coast teams coming into State Farm Arena. One, not so good, but you know what they can do. When you talk about the Los Angeles Clippers, and then another West Coast team that is pretty darn good when you talk about the Denver Nuggets. So, going to be pretty good. Two pretty good tests here at home for the Hawks. Hopefully they can get wins. And you got the Wizards. You need to go ahead and get your lick back against the Wizards because you had no business losing to them. What, that was a week ago or so or however many days ago. And then you have another chance against the Pistons in Detroit to avenge that loss you just had last night. So you'll be right back in Detroit to take on the Pistons again on Friday. And then hopefully you can get that win. Then you got the 76ers again. You just had a double overtime win against them. That was big. So Hawks got a couple of tough games here down the stretch. And they're actually reshowing the highlights now of the game. The Hawks and Pistons game here. So, anywho, you got the Hornets. You should be able to beat them coming up. And then you got some tough games against the Spurs and the Bulls. The Bulls always seem to give the Hawks trouble. The Bulls have slowed down a lot, though, after starting the season. I mean, absolutely red hot. The Bulls have slowed down. They're 9-11 now. So, hopefully the Hawks can get a win there and continue to just stat games. Hopefully they can start up a nice another winning streak, and you really just don't want to start up any losing streaks. You gave yourself some pretty good cushion here. You're at 13-9. You feel good. Just, again, win two or three in a row, and then if you drop one, okay, but then just go in and win two or three more. That's what really you need to see from the Hawks right about now, and hopefully they can get that done. But, again, just proud of the way this Hawks team fought against a really, really good Detroit Pistons team. And you just had a guy in Cade Cunningham turn it on late, and he unfortunately couldn't get the job done and had a pretty good look at it at the end, but Jalen couldn't get that tip to go. So it is what it is. All right, as promised, we started nerding out about the Hawks. That happens from time to time. We will let you hear a little bit from Raheem Morris when we come back here on the other side and talk about what happened in Monday Night Football. And, oh, man, Younghoe Koo. Not his best night last night. We'll talk about that next, too. Coming up here on the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a Tuesday morning on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop, assemble, and bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This is the Hometown Take.
A look at all the top local sports stories.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. It is the Hometown Take. Live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a Tuesday morning. Shout out to my girl Noel coming back with some drizzy. Hey, I need him to go ahead and drop Iceman. I mean, look, I ain't trying to rush him because you can't rush perfection. But I'm ready for some new Drake. I ain't gonna lie. But I do like his rollout. I will say that. His rollout has been cool with doing the live streams and the whole little story he's got going with these live streams. So I do like that. I have been enjoying his whole Iceman rollout. That has been pretty cool. But I'm ready for the album. Drop the album, Drake. I'm ready for it, man. I need that. But we'll see when that ends up coming. Won't rush perfection. Speaking of perfection, we didn't get a chance to talk about this yesterday because we were talking obviously a lot about the Falcons, as we should have been. But First volume of Stranger Things is out. And I absolutely loved the first four episodes. Loved them. A lot of people's theories, too, have been coming to fruition. So if you make Stranger Things theories and your theories have been coming to fruition, shout out to y'all. There have been two people I know for sure that I follow heavily on TikTok, and I think they do a good job, you know, breaking down episodes, and I like their takes on the episodes and what they point out, what they see as far as, you know, the imagery and things like that go. And I like how they formulate their theories, and I like their theories, and some of their theories have come true. So shout out to them. But first four episodes have been good. I'm not going to spoil anything just in case you haven't had a chance to watch them, but they are out now. And man, I was glued to my seat. I don't know if I've ever been so locked in my life. Don't know if I've ever been so locked in my life, but they definitely lived up to the hype and more. So can't wait for volume two to come out on Christmas. So hopefully volume two will be just as good, if not better, than volume one. And trust me, I believe there will be. Oh, and that reminds me. If you want to go see the Stranger Things finale in theaters, the tickets go on sale today. And trust me, you need to get them and be ready to get them as soon as they come out today. I think it's like 3 p.m. Eastern time. You better be ready to get them today, because they're going to sell out. And they're going to sell out fast. And trust me, I'm going to be up in there. I don't know where you're going to be, but I'm going to be up in there to watch it. So just wanted to put that out there. We're going to let you hear from Reem Morris here in just a few minutes. I do want to talk about Monday Night Football first. The Patriots just absolutely mollywopped the New York Giants. 33-15 was the final score. Patriots have now won 10 in a row. Patriots become the first team to 11 wins as well after their win last night. They're now 11-2. Patriots have dropped to 2-11. But, man, did y'all see that? That attempted kick by Young Wade Koo. Ay, 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 ay. That boy kicked dirt. That reminds me of like when I try to swing at a golf ball and you just hit nothing but turf. Hit nothing but grass. Man, that's what that reminded me a lot of. And I don't know, but I don't know what happened. I don't know why it happened, but that's tough for Young Wei Koo. Tough for Young Wei Koo. And also, I just saw on SportsCenter 2 on the TV in here, yeah, Eagles fans are petty, man. Eagles fans are petty. Why did I just see on the screen that Kevin Petullo's house got egged after they lost to the Bears? Y'all are petty, man. Y'all ain't got nothing else better to do with y'all time than go egg the offensive coordinator's house after y'all lost. Y'all are 8-4, man. Relax. Relax. Y'all petty. Y'all are petty. I get being a passionate fan, but that ain't passion. That's petty. That's a different P word. That's petty. Don't egg that man's house. They really egged. And again, I know it's not all Eagles fans, so let me not put all of them in a box. But for some Eagles fans to go egg that man's house after y'all lost to the Bears, and that just made y'all 8-4. Y'all are 8-4 for crying out loud. Y'all egging houses? That's the time of y'all on? That's what y'all on? Y'all on demon time, man. The Falcons are 4-8. And there ain't no murmurs or whisperings of egging anybody's house. Come on now. That's petty. The Giants, we're just talking about Monday Night Football. The Giants are 2-11. They ain't egging nobody's house, at least for now. But they ain't egging nobody's house. Now, I get they got expectations, and you know, I get y'all coming off a Super Bowl, but it's not like y'all are 2-11. It's not like y'all are 4-8 like the Falcons. Y'all are 8-4. Y'all egging houses. That's just petty, man. I just saw that. That sent me into a spiral. I can't believe they egging houses at 8-4. That is crazy. That is crazy work. Anywho, back to Monday Night Football. Like I said, the Patriots beat the Giants 33-15. Jackson Dart, 17-24, 139 yards, a touchdown, got sacked twice. So I forgot what Patriot player hit him, but somebody hit him, and then, man, Giants was ready to crash out over there, young QB. started a skirmish immediately as soon as that hit happened. That was an early hit, too. I think he might have still in bounds. He took a step out of bounds. It was close, but that was a big hit. It was a big lick. And so I'm not even mad at, you know, the teammate going to the defend his guy. That was more so sending a message than anything. And it was a good message to send, I think. But, you know, you got to be smart about that kind of stuff, too. But Drake May on the other side, 24-31, 282 yards, 2 touchdowns. Patriots got a special teams touchdown as well, too. Got an 84-yard punt return that ended up going for a touchdown. So that was big for the Patriots, too. How about Christian Ellis, 10 total tackles. Brother of Caden Ellis, 10 total tackles, 4 solo tackles and a pass breakup for him as well. So that was good to see Christian's younger brother out there succeeding. But, man, this Patriots team is good. I mean, defense does what it needs to do. Offense takes advantage of what the defense does for them. That's called playing complementary football. The Patriots, and again, the Patriots offense isn't anything crazy. Again, Drake May is solid. Travion Henderson has been good. Ramondre Stevenson's been a solid 1-2 punch. Hunter Henry has been okay. Kayshawn Boutte has been solid. Scored again last night. Demario Douglas is cool. Stephon Diggs, he's been okay. Mac Hollins has been okay. Like, they don't got no – they don't have any superstar players. I mean, again, Stephon is – at this point, he's not the Stephon of that he was in Minnesota. He's not the Stephon that he was even in Buffalo. They don't have any, like, superstar players. But they just play good complementary football, good winning football. Run the ball well. Drake May makes the throws when he needs to, makes plays when his legs really needs to, and they play good defense. So, again, the Patriots just are, to me, a really good team that you know, play good complementary football, and that's why they've won 10 in a row. And I know a lot of people will make the case that, oh, they haven't played anybody, and their schedule has been favorable. I will say that their schedule has been favorable, but they did beat the Commanders at the beginning of the season when they were healthy. They also have taken down a Panthers team that, you know, has proven to be better now, but, you know, didn't quite have it all together when they necessarily played them. They beat the Bills. That was a good win. They beat us by a point, you know. And again, I would like to think we're an okay team that can compete. They did beat the Buccaneers. Now, the Buccaneers have been injured this year, but they did beat the Buccaneers. So they've beaten some solid teams, but we're going to find out here over the next few weeks as well. They got the Bills again this Sunday. They got the Ravens, who have been pretty darn good here down the stretch. They got the Ravens again. So we'll see. They close out with the Jets and the Dolphins, so I think they should win those two games. But still, look, we'll find out about them too over these next 2 weeks and the playoffs. We'll find out if they're legit, because I know that has been for all the non-Patriots fans and all the Patriots haters. Oh, they ain't playing nobody. They ain't playing nobody. Well, they have won, and they've won going away. I mean, they ain't just getting by the skin of their teeth. They've been winning by pretty good. They've been winning by fairly good margins. So it is what it is. Look, the NFL is tough. A lot of games end up being one-score games anyway. Even the bad teams usually are able to find out to only lose by one score. So that is what it is. But, all right, while we only have a few minutes left, I do want to be a man of my word and let you hear a little bit from a Raheem Morris here. And I do want to, we talked a little bit about this earlier, and that is this wide receiver room and the difference that this wide receiver room has. And this wide receiver room, again, being kind of in the crosshairs of the media and everything right now. And again, we talked about earlier how River McLeod said, you know, or reposted a tweet from a fan that said, you know, Raheem Morris lost his team when he let go of Ike Hilliard and River McLeod, and then River McLeod reposted it. This wide receiver room has been changed a lot and looks a lot different and has been decimated by injuries. And that injuries is what Raheem Morris says is the difference with this wide receiver room. He says it all comes down to injuries.
Never talk about this, but it's injury. I mean, who are we kidding, right? You know, Mooney got hurt the first day of camp. Drake's out now. You know, obviously, Ray Ray's no longer with us, but all those things happen, and you got to keep moving. You got to keep going, but nobody ever make excuse about those things, but, you know, we're not as healthy as we were last year.
Yeah, definitely not, and again, Ray Ray, not having him, that's on your own accord. Drake London obviously has missed some games this season. Darnell Mooney hasn't been as effective as he was last season, so that hurts as well. So, and look, you're missing Casey Washington, who had a good training camp. You were hoping to get some things from him. So it's definitely been a struggle in the wide receiver room for the Falcons this year, and you're hoping they can overcome that, and hopefully they can get Drake London back this week as well. And then another guy who at least made a big play for the Falcons last year at the wide receiver spot is Kadarius Hodge. And he has been a guy who has done some things at wide receiver, but done a lot of good on special teams. He was a healthy scratch yesterday, along with Casey Washington and Raheem Morris. Talked more so about why Kadarius Hodge was a healthy scratch yesterday.
You always make it based on the performance of the week. You know, how you do it in practice, what's going on, what are the particulars involved in all those different things. You know, DT obviously, you know, gives the speed element that Casey Washington provided for us, that we were hoping to get a bigger role out of Casey Washington that DT was able to provide for us this week. Not to write Casey off, because he can certainly come back this week, bounce back, do some really good things in practice, and put his name back into that category. But Drummond, you know, came in a couple weeks ago and really made some big-time plays for us, whether it was the slider with the timeout at the end of the half there, to be able to go out there and execute those things and really form the trust level since he's been here at multiple positions, being able to do different things of that nature. You know, Drum also has played some really good special teams for us when he had the opportunity to. And no different than DT being able to go back there and a part-time return job for us as well. So, like, all of those things have to be balanced. All those things have to be discussed. And all those things will be done every single week as we go into our roles, as we try to figure out how to win the next game.
So what Raheem Morris said right there without saying it, Casey Washington and Kadarius Hodge, sounds like they got their spots took. Just straight up. Sounds like they got their spots taken. Sounds like Devin Tompkins has been a better returner and a better special teamer and a more speedier version of Casey Washington than Casey Washington has been. He's provided a better speed option, been a good return guy. And then for Dylan Drummond, been a better wide receiver and has been good enough on special teams to where you don't need Kadarius Hodge. That's what Raheem Morris told me without saying it. That's what I took away from that. So, again, guys just got to play better. If they want their spots, they got to play better. And kudos to Raheem Morris for noticing, hey, these guys are giving us the best chance to win, and I got to put those guys out there. It's not about just names and, oh, he's done this in the past for us, and, you know, he's been this in the past. No, it's about who is helping me win right now, who gives me the best chance to win right now. And Raheem Morris has made his decision. So there you have it. All right, I got to get up on out of here. That is my time. Appreciate y'all tuning in this morning. We'll be back tomorrow on a happy get over the hump day Wednesday. And we will continue to talk about the Atlanta Falcons. Start to get you ready for a big matchup between the Falcons and the Seahawks as the Falcons return to the friendly confines of Mercedes-Benz Stadium. But coming up next, it's the morning shift. Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan, Ali Mack ready to hop into Kia Studios. And continue to give you their takes and entertain you for the next 3 hours. And I'll be hanging out with them a little as well. Morning Shift coming up next here on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, the Odyssey app. Noel, I appreciate you. Until I talk to y'all tomorrow, peace.